Boys and girls, I want to just take a little minute of your time and share something about New Tribes Mission. That's the mission society we work with. And I want to tell you a true story that happened not too long ago to some of our missionaries. I read a book a long, long time ago. I got it as a Sunday school prize, and it was called Jungle Pilot. It was about the life of Nate Saint. And this was a man who was trained to be a pilot, and he would fly the plane into the depths of the jungles and deliver portions of food, etc., there to the missionaries who were so remote and so removed. I thought that'd be a fantastic thing to do. I never had the privilege of being a missionary pilot. You may have someday, but you know, just because you're not a missionary pilot doesn't mean you can't be involved in missions. But this is a story, a true story, about a missionary pilot. His name is Martin Burnham, and you've probably heard of Martin Burnham. And Martin Burnham and his wife Gracia and the three children went to serve the Lord in the Philippines. And they lived there, and they loved life in the Philippines. And Martin would take the plane, and he would fly supplies into the missionaries. And he built a fantastic rapport with the missionaries and with the national people as well. Did a wonderful work there. But you know, one day he and his wife decided that they would take a short break and they would get away to celebrate their wedding anniversary. And so they got their kids minded and off they went to a nice hotel over in the Philippines. And while they're in the hotel in the Philippines, the guerrillas came in. The Abu Sayyaf guerrillas came in. They took Martin and Gracia captive, took them hostage, which meant immediately then that their children, Jeff, Mindy and Zach, had to be flown back to their grandparents in America to be kept safe away over there. And yet the whole time, they didn't know where their parents were going to be. They didn't know where their parents were, if their parents were safe, if their parents were secure, if their parents were alive or dead. That'd be a horrible position to be in. But that was what happened to these three children. Soon the Abu Sayyaf, which was an Islamic guerrilla group, they made contact with New Tribes Mission and they said, "We've got the Burnhams hostage and we want money for them. Give us the money and we'll set them free." Now in New Tribes Mission we have a policy that you can't do that sort of thing. You can't give money, because if we pay for one missionary to be freed, then there'll be another one taken hostage immediately. So we've all signed a document saying we will never ever expect a ransom to be paid if any of us are taken hostage. So the Burnhams knew that wouldn't happen. So they were taken and they were walked about the jungles of the Philippines for just over 1 year. And they had very little food to eat. They had no comfort. They had no beds to sleep in. They had no decent clothes to wear. They suffered and they struggled. And all through that time, they kept their eyes focused on the Lord. These verses were very important to them in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. And they often remembered them, and here the Lord speaks his last words, if you want, before he goes to be with the Father, to the disciples, including us today. And he says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." You know, Martin and Gracia Burnham hung on to those words of God. They believed that in the midst of the darkness they were in the midst of the Philippine jungles, held captive by the Abu Sayyaf guerrillas, that God was somehow right there with them. And they saw God's blessings, and they believed God would do his purposes, that he'd perform his purposes in their lives. Well, unknown to the Burnhams, the Philippine Marines were deciding that they would attempt to do a snatch and to get the Burnhams to safety. And the American Marines were there too, and they thought, that's not the best way to go about it. And so we had two military forces who weren't agreeing with each other because it was in the Philippines. The Philippine Marines decided they were going to go on ahead in. And they went in, and they attempted to snatch the Burnhams. And as they snatched the Burnhams, gunfire took place, and tragically, Martin was shot and died about 20 minutes after he was shot. Before he was shot, he had, over the period of a year, been finding scraps of paper and writing out little notes to his three children. And he would write how much he loved them, how much they meant to him, how he wasn't, perhaps, things that they had done and things that he would like to have done with them, how perhaps they should have went to this place and they never got an opportunity. They reminded the times at good holidays and that sort of things. And so he sent very important letters to the children, just like these words that the Lord told his disciples. When Gracia Burnham was taken and she was snatched into the helicopter, they arrived back and immediately the US Marines began to do a debrief. And she said, "Where's the note? Where's the letter from Martin? Where is it?" And so they realized it wasn't there. The U.S. Marines then received what was an unusual request. She said, could you go back and get the letter? Because it's the last letter that Martin has ever written and will ever write to his children. The U.S. Marines had an impromptu meeting, and they said, we'll do that. We'll go back to the scene. If we have to fight with the guerrillas, we'll do that, but we want to get that letter. And so they flew back in their helicopters, and they searched, and incredibly, miraculously, they found the letter. And they brought the letter back and presented it to Gracia Burnham, who then presented it to her own children. They were Martin's last final words to his children, encouraging his children in the letter to always fix their eyes upon Jesus in the midst of whatever circumstance they find themselves, in the difficult times in life, to remember God is with you. In the good times in life, to remember God is with you. Whatever you're doing, to remember God is always with you. I wonder, boys and girls and moms and dads too, is there times in our lives when we somehow forget that God is always with us? It's easy to do that, isn't it? When things are going good, we oftentimes don't think we really need God. But he's still there. He's always with us. My prayer is that perhaps some boys and girls or some teenagers in this congregation today may stand up, may begin to make plans in their own hearts, led by the Spirit of God, to become a jungle pilot, like Nate Saint, like Martin Burnham, to fill those shoes where there's now nobody flying into those remote parts of the jungle. There's nobody else to deliver the supplies to the missionaries there, and they desperately need those supplies. I wonder, will God touch a heart in Lisburn Baptist Church? I wonder, is God touching your heart in Lisburn Baptist Church and saying, you could do that. You could be involved in that. You could be if you put those words into your life. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. God is always with you, wherever you are, whatever you do. So remember to serve him, follow his plan, and maybe you'll be the next jungle pilot who'll go and serve the Lord. Thanks, boys and girls.